بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ابراہیم بن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ کی دنیا سے بے رغبتی سے پہلے یہ حالت تھی کہ جب کوئی سائل آتا تو وہ اپنے عیال کے پاس جاتے اور کہتے، تمہارے پاس قبروں کا قاصد آیا ہے، کیا تم اپنی موتوں کو کچھ صدقہ بھیجنا چاہتے ہو؟ حضرت ابراہیم بن ادہم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ he was the king of Balkh. Balkh is now it's a province in Afghanistan. At that time it was an independent country. He was a king, was a very proud king. But he had some good attributes in him. One good attribute was this: whenever a person in need would come, or maybe would see him, then he would go. Although he was the king, he could give himself and whatever he wanted to, but he would go to his family, to his wife, would go to the family, and he would say that the messenger from the qabr, from the graves, has come to you. The messenger, referring to the beggar or the person in need. The sign, the beggar, the messenger from the graves has come to you. Have you got any sadqah to send on for your mort, for your death? What do you mean the sadqah? It will lighten that thing or save a person from the torments in the qabr. So he likened the beggar, the one who is in need, to the messenger from the grave. He come to him. Now, when Allah Ta'ala wants to reform a person who is not on the right track also, then Allah Ta'ala creates some good qualities in that person. His thinking is high, he's got good qualities, and then such a person reforms that he easily afterwards. Someone like Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyad rahmatullah alayh, who became one of the greatest awliya, a companion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. But he, at one stage, he was the leader of a band of robbers, and he would waylay caravans. But even whilst he was looting caravans, he had this good quality in him of recording the names and the addresses of all the people whom he robbed, and take it down in writing. Just, it was just a habit in him. And he would ensure that every member of his band of robbers perform salat in jamaat. Any of his robbers who does not perform salat in jamaat, he expelled them. And his instruction was that no one must molest any woman in the caravans. Don't take anything from the women. So he had these good qualities. That was an indication that Allah Ta'ala wants to reform him. And once he reformed, when he gained the hidayat came to him, then he completely became amongst the greatest awliya. The Khalifa of the time, Harun Rashid, also could not gain audience with him. He would not allow him into his heart also. So same Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah became one of the, amongst the greatest of the awliya. He became, so this was his good attribute. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala farmate te ke Bani Israel ke zamane mein masjid mein ek sail aaya, مگر لوگوں نے اس کی پرواہ نہ کی. انس بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrated that during the time of Bani Israel, a poor person, a beggar, came to the masjid. No one took any notice of him. They didn't assist him in any way. وہ مر گیا تو انہوں نے اس کی تجہیز و تکفین کی اور جنازہ پڑھ کر دفن کیا. Then this beggar in the masjid died. The people gave his ghusl, kafan, they performed janaz salat and they buried him. Jab masjid mein wapas aaye to kafan ko mihrab mein para dekha. When the people came back from the Qabristan, then they saw the kafan with which they had wrapped the mayyat and buried him. The kafan was in the mihrab of the masjid. He was laying there, the kafan, the same, very same kafan. اس پر لکھا تھا کہ کہ یہ کفن تم کو واپس دیا. آن دا کفن اٹ واز ریٹن میریکولسلی انسکرپشن دیٹ دس کفن از بینگ ریٹرن ٹو یو پیپل, اور اللہ تم پر ناراض ہے, اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ از ڈس پلیز وتھ یو بیکاز دے بفٹڈ دا ریپف دا بیگر, سو اللہ تعالیٰ از ڈس پلیز وتھ یو. دا کانسیکوینسز آف ریپفنگ a person in need are dire sometimes. There was once a person, a very extremely wealthy man. Once he was sitting with his wife and they were eating fowl. At the time, when he was eating, there was a knock at the door. And he sent his wife to look. He went there, he said, he's a beggar. Yeah. This man was a hot, arrogant man. He told him, he's a beggar, wait a minute, he's just a nuisance. She came back. They didn't give him, the beggar went away. It went on after some time, a couple of years went by, and it happened so that this person became a pauper. He lost everything. Everything. Allah Ta'ala snatched away all the namas, all his worldly wealth. And then his condition became so bad that he told his wife, it's better I divorce him, because I cannot maintain you no longer. So he divorced his wife. And she went her way, he went his way, he became completely a pauper. After some time, this woman, she got married to another very wealthy person. Right? Now one day, she was again sitting with her husband, and they were eating fowl. There was a knock on the door. She went there, look, a beggar who came there. Some husband asked from inside, who's there? He said, beggar here. So he said, come take the whole fowl, and put it in there, give it to him. He said, go, give it, and the entire meal, he said, give it to the beggar. And she went, she gave it to the beggar. When she came back, he observed that she was crying. So he asked her, what is wrong? Why are you crying? So then she explained. He said, you know who was that beggar? He was my former husband. That beggar was my former husband. My former husband, and this incident came to my mind one day when we were eating fowl, a beggar came to our door, and my husband chased him away. And today this is his condition. Look. And today you gave the whole fowl to the beggar. So the husband said, let me tell you something now. You know who was that beggar who you chased? I was that beggar. He said, I was that beggar who you chased away. These are the vicissitudes of life. Allah changes. One today, one is above and one is down. But is the one to shower, but is the one to shower. Allah Ta'ala gives izzat, honor to whomever he wants, and he gracious and humiliates whomever he wants.